If you have one or two of these small insects swimming there, that's the proof that it comes from a dog tohor. So Mar asked the question, Hashta kilbatakas amata shari shtel kilbatriboi? Once you said enough to have one insect swimming around there, what do you have to tell me if you have two? For sure two is muta. Like Hashta's no steer, no, means clearly. It means what it says. Khan bitsuchais, khan bitsumas. If the barrel was left open, then just with one swimming is not enough. You have to be afraid maybe it's fell into someplace else. It wasn't created here, but maybe here it's tummy. So then you have to have two. If you have two, then for sure we say that it was created here, and that's a proof it's dark toe. But if the barrel is closed, then it's enough just to find one inside it, that's the proof that it's dark toe. If we learn like this, you have to tell both. You have to be able to see in this piece of fish now, the head, and the backbone. You need both simonim. Rav Nachman Amino, Oy Rosh Hashed, it's enough to see either one. Either you could not tell, you could recognize the head, that this comes from the head of a fish tohor, or else you could recognize the backbone. Either one is enough. So Mosir Rav Ukfer Bachoma, he has a question that it says, over dog and by fish, kol sheyesh lo snapa v'kashkeshes. This is the Mishnah in Chulin, that what are the simonim for a fish to be tohor? You have to see the scales, the fins. So Zmashma, only these two is the simon kosher, but not just looking at the head or looking at the backbone. So it's not like our Gemara here. Amar Abaye Kitanya Hi Bi'arya Ufalmuda. The Mishnah there is talking about these types of fish, the Domi Reshay L'Tzmeyim. They're those types of fish you cannot tell by just the head or by the backbone, because those heads look the same way a dog tummy looks. So that type of a fish, the only simonim you can have is the scales and the fins. But if you have other type of fish that the head clearly, a flounder head, you can tell a mile away, so it's enough just look at the head, that would be a good enough simon. Omer Rav Yehuda, Mishmei Dula, Machlekes, where's the Machlekes here between Rav Huna and Rav Nachman, where you have to recognize both the head and the backbone, or either one is enough? That's Litzfal B'tziran. Machlekes says if you want to use the brine, the juice that comes out of this fish, then it's a machlokes, maybe one simon is enough. Ava begufam, but if you want to eat the fish itself, divrihakal osar, then both of them agree it's osar to eat this fish, achie roish v'shedronikar. So you can tell both. So Rashi says, Ava begufam, lechel gufam shadagam shatris, then you have to have both simonim, because that's a nisadi raisa. Could be by the fish, or by the juice alone, the brine, mistam is but the brine. Like you don't eat the brine by itself. You always eat the brine mixed up with something else. So therefore, maybe it'll only be this of the Rabbanim, there you can be Samech on one. But where you want to eat the fish itself, if it's on the side of its tummy, so this of the Raisa, here they both agree you have to tell both Simonim, the head and the backbone. Omer Rav Zera, the Zera said to himself like this, Beresh at the beginning, Havi Matzvelina B'tziran, I used to dip my bread into this fish brine, even though I was only had a simon from the head, or else only a simon from the backbone. But now keep with the Shimon al Hudi Yom Rav Yehuda Mishmei Dula. That machloikas lives for Betzirim. The machloikas is only if you could dip your bread into the brine. Avo begufan, but eat the goof of the fish. Divri hakolosa, you have to have two simonim, ashe rosh v'shedra nikar, so therefore Betzirim namelam et v'linen. He wanted to be machmer upon himself. Like he sees the rock shoshim here. So it's not so simple to rely on one simon, just the head or just the backbone. Because to eat the fish alone, you're not allowed to. What do we be making upon? That the brine, the juice, is okay, because it's bottled. He didn't want to be stomach on that. Therefore, he was machmir that even the juice brine, the brine, he only used if he had two simon. He was able to tell clearly which fish it came from. Omer HaPachopah says, Hilkasah Achieh Roish V'Shed V'Nikr Shall Kol Achas V'Yachas. Yes, every single fish that you buy, you have to be able to at least tell its head and its backbone, that this comes from a doctor. You need both simonim. It's not enough one, you need both. And secondly, even master, if you buy a whole loaf full, you have to check out every fish separately. Now this makes me have a question. Is this true? It says, Chatichoy Shiesh Frem Simin Bein Bekul and Bein Mitzoson V'yafilu Bi'achas Mimei Sheben. You're buying now pieces of fish off a guy, and even though you only have one piece that has a simon on it, so that locker is kula mutarim. You're allowed to buy this whole load full of fish. Because even though the other pieces you have no simon, but since most probably it's all the same type of a fish, and on one small piece you have the simon, you can tell its head and the backbone. So that's enough for you to buy the whole load. So of course, not like we just got finished saying. We just got finished saying, I'll call Achas V'Achas. Oh, Meister, what's happened in the story also? V'yavit l'chov v'mecha by one guy, she'evi garev shachatichai. He brought a whole load, a garev, a whole barrel, full of pieces of fish. V'nimtza simen b'yachas men, the chum came to check out this fish, and it was half filleted, and they found simonim on one piece, that they can notify its head or its backbone. V'yitzer shumim gamliel, that's a garev kulay. He was mocked with the whole barrel. He said, like, most probably, this whole barrel is the same type of fish. So since one is kosher, most probably they're all kosher. So you see, it could be Sonnech on one, full of them. So to see what's what we said, and the Moran says, Tirgumara Papa, Bechshechatichais Shavis. Here we're talking about every single piece looks alike. Even though maybe one piece you can't see its head, but they all look exact same color, fish. So you know it all came from one big fish. So therefore, if you have one simon on one piece, that proves it's all a kosher fish. Yochir so Milo Mengman, what are you going to tell me? Shita. Where says, no, Mother Tema, I would have thought the same Mother Tema. Nechizu Misrami, maybe it happened to be that another fish came in that looks like this fish. Kamashlo, you're not afraid, that's the chidsh. That by fish, as long as they look alike, even though some pieces do not have simonim on them, you have right to say it all came from the same type of a fish, and since one piece has a simon, they're all kosher. Who arva there was a boatload? Who arva the tzachnasa? A boatload of this fish tzachnasa. The osim sichra came into the port in sichra. So not the grafuna bachirina, the chazer bekalfi, he saw scales on them. Vishaya, therefore he said, this boatload is okay. Omele Rabbi said to him, O miyika de shorekai gavna, do you have a right to be matur in this place, the yasu in this place, the shrikhi kalfi? Listen, this port, they're bringing all different types of fish, and there are a lot of scales floating around. So it could be the scales that you saw on this fish is not really its own scales. Maybe it's scales that came from another fish on it. And nothing came out, nothing shipur the rava v'yoser. So Rava Taker pronounced, gave out a coil to say that it's also. And shipur the rafuna v'achilim v'shari. But he still held no, that the lice he saw a simon on the fish, he held it was mutter. Amr of Yimim Midifta, let it be to me, Amri Rav Papa, Rav Papi said, Kishama Rav Huna Bachilina. When did he say it's okay again only with Siron, only with the brine, the juice that comes out of this fish? Then he was Samech on just, he found Samar's one simon. Alba Begufon, but eat the fish itself, loy. Amr of Ashi, Rashi said, let it be to me, Amri Rav Papa, that Kishama Rav Huna Bachilina, when was Rav Huna Bachilina matter this fish? Afilu Magufan, he held that since he saw skins there, scales on it, he said, no, the fish itself is torn. The Yanoa, me myself, I don't know what to do. Me myself, La Misra Asrinu, I cannot say this fish is also. The Kamali Rav Papa, because the Papa said that it's Mutta. For La Misra Sharinu, I cannot tell people that it's Mutta eat it. I can't give a heter here. The Amali Rav Yehuda, Mishmei Dula, that Machlega Flippa Batsirum. So for me, it's not enough. I have a Kabbalah here that eats the fish itself. You have to have a simon on every single fish itself. So he couldn't give a clear psak. He was misupik what the psak was. He did not give out a clear psak. Yosef Rav Chilna Baridi came to Rav Adam Barava. The Yosef would come, he sat down and said like this. The guy brings a whole load full of chavis. Chavis here means of brine, of fish brine. Yeah. And the nimsa kilvis biachas mehen, and if you find this kilvis, this insect floating around there, that proves it comes from a dark tor. So psuchais kula mataris. If they're open, then all of them are muta. Stumais, if the barrels are closed, then he muteris for kula masuris. This is the only one that's muter, and the other ones are rasa.
Yeah,
let's see what Rashi say.
You're right.
What should be the difference? Amalei,
that's my question. Amalei minolucho. How do you know to make the difference? Says Amalei, Amalei minolucho. So he has the back mitlos the kroy from three big tamnichom. I heard this over. Kroy Rashi doesn't mean from big tamnichomim. Shmili. Marav Ushmul Rav Yechanan. From these three, I heard like this. Rav Brunya, Marav, Kirbe Dogim. All right, stop.
I'm not sure. I'll look up down the store exactly what the store is.
In the middle of the we'll start again. Now five lines up from the two from the big lines, we'll start over again, we'll drop. It was a ship. The Tachnasa, a ship full of fish. The Yasoel Sichra came into the port Sichra. So there was a shaila whether the fish is kosher or not. So Nofek Rafuna Bachinino, the Chose Bei Kalfi, he saw some scales there on the boat. So Vashar, he said, was probably these scales come from these fish, and therefore it was not from all the fish. Omele Rav said back to him, Rav said back to Funo, Omiiko de Shara Kai Gavno, Tiyaso de Shrichi Kalfi, like how could you say it's Mutter? There are other fish that have scales. So maybe the scales you see here on the boat comes from a different load of fish. And this load of fish maybe is trafe. So how could you tell that this load is kosher? So Nofik Shippur the Rav came out the words of Rav, like the shayfa, the proclamation of Rava, the also, and he said it was also. Shippur the Rapuna Bachir Nova Sharia, his psak was, no, you're allowed to eat this fish. Some of Yirmiyu Difto, the Vidit to me, Omali Rav Papa, Papa's like this. Ki Shari Rapuna Bachir, when Rapuna Bachir said it's mutam, the tira, he only said that seer, the juice, the brine of the fish is mutam. This is a machlok exactly why are we making the brine, the juice of the fish, more than the fish itself. He says, Abu Laguf and Light. But the fish itself, no. The Mechaba Paskins, that the difference is, the Tzirun is only Yosem with the Rabbonim. The Tzir that comes out of the fish, we do not say Tam Tikr on this, it's only Yosem with the Rabbonim. Therefore, it's Poshid on the Tzirun, he was Mekel, it's only Yishal and the Rabbonim. But the Gufon, the Guf of the fish, that was an Issa the right, so there he was Machmir. Taisha Shita is no, Taisha Shita says here, the Imtaima of what Tzirun Nami is through the Raisa. Kaisa Shita is that the seer of the fish is also awesome in the Raita. Kedir Mina Natsimeyim Larabit Seeran Varaitan. Tayzan that's Midi Raita. So Tayy says, Enechman, the seer itself would be awesome in the Raita. But the reason why we're more mako, because usually you don't eat the seer itself. You eat it with a dish, or you dip something into it. So it's usually bought the parave anyway. Therefore, Midi Raita is smut, it's only a shalom rabbonin. Therefore, we'll make it with the seer. So that's what a papi said. That Dr. Rafuna said this load of fish is kosher, it's only the seer, but not the goof. Omer Vashi said with the deed to me, Omeli Rav Papa said to me, that Kishara Rafuna Bachinuna, Afilo Bagufan, and no, he even said the goof, the fish itself was mutter. That he was Semech, the fact he found some simonim, one fish, that was enough to be matter all the fish, that you're allowed to eat the goof, the body of the fish itself. So now he said to himself, the Yano, but me myself, that Loy Mrs. Rasun, I can't say it's also, me the Kamali Rav Papa, he said it's Mutta. For Roy Mishra Sharino, I don't have the right to say it's Mutta either, to Amali Rav Yehuda Mishmei Dula, Machlaikas, let's call the Tziron, the Machlaikas is only can you use the Tzir, because that's a Shalot on Yosem Midi Rabbanan, or else it's both of Roy Midi Raisa, Abba Begufon, but to eat the fish itself, Divrei Hakla, everybody agrees, that you can only eat the fish if you have a simin on every single fish itself. We're talking about here now that you do not see the scales on the fins. It's a little bit filleted. It's not a complete fish. So at least you have to be able to tell this head and this backbone that it comes from a dark tohor. So therefore, we didn't want to say a head, we didn't want to say an issa. Because there are two shittas, whether it's mutter or not. Now the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Chinonah Bar Idi, kindly the Rav Adam Arava. The Yosef of Kivis sitting in the corner and said like this, Oyved Kechogim, a guy, Shehezi Areva Molei Chobius. He brings a whole loadful of barrels, and it's barrels of seer, of a brine, of a brine fish, fish brine. The Nim says, Kildes the Akas Mehem. Now we find this insect, this small fish, swimming there, this kildus. And we have before the Mishnah that if the kildus is swimming in the fish brine, that's the proof that it comes from a dark tohor. Because from a dark tomei, this kildus will not be swimming there. So what happened was the guy brought a shipload of barrels of fish brine, and they found one kildus in one barrel. So it's like this. Psuchai, If all the barrels are open, then kula mutaris. Because we said the svara that most probably every barrel had inside it this kilvus, just it jumped out. So since the barrels are open, it could jump out. So as long as we find one of them having the kilvus, that's the proof that it is from a doctor. So most probably this whole load comes from the same type of a fish. Therefore they're all muta. But stumas, let's say these barrels are closed, they're no, and now you open them up, sehi muteris. Only the one that you found the kilvus, you found this fish swimming there, that barrel is a proof that it comes from a doctor. But the kulon asuras, all the other barrels was ever manashach. If it was ever there, why isn't it there now? It can't fall out. So most probably it was never there. That's the proof that that fish brine comes from a dog tummy. Omer leit, he said back to Minoloko, how do you know the svara? She answered him back, mitlasa kroi. From three sukkim, Rashi says it means from three big gedolim, like it came from sukkim. In other words, I heard from three big people. Who was that? Shmuel, Mirabu, Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yechonon. They both said this svara. That you find all the barrels open, and then you find this fish in one of them. That's the proof that this fish, this barrel, for sure came from a doctor, and most probably the other barrels came from the same thing. I, where are they? They fell out. Omarav Runya Omarav. Kirve Dogim. The inside of the fish. If you only buy the insides of the fish, the ubrin and the roe of the fish, the ubrin, like the eggs of the fish, Eini Kochim Elimin Amumcha. You can only buy it from a mumcha, from a person that knows halachis, and that knows clearly what's a doctor and what's a doctor, and he'll tell you this roe came from a doctor. Romi Le Ulu L'Rebbi Beistoi. So Ulu asked the question of Beistoi. The men Biri, they came from the city Biri. Mi Dikom Arav, since Rav said, Kir Ve Dog of the Uvrin, Eini Kochim Elamin, Elamin Amumcha, you can only buy the intestines, the inside of a fish, or the roe of a fish, from a mumcha, somebody that knows clearly the halachas, and knows clearly what's a daktohor, and what's a daktomei, mechlal is a proof, the daktomei is like uber, that even a daktomei also has this roe, has these eggs inside them. And therefore you have to be careful to buy from a mumcha that makes sure it's only from a daktor. So is this true, or a minute, I have a question. It says, a price in the Bukharis, it says, daktomei mashrit. A daktomei, the way he gives birth, is mashris, it just lets out the fish. Doctor matel beitim, but a doctor, it lays eggs and the eggs hatch. That's the way you have fish. So it comes out that a doctor may have no eggs, so it shouldn't have any roe. So if you find roe from a fish, for sure it's from a doctor. Someone says true, sami mikan uvrin, take out from Rav's memru uvrin. He didn't mean to say if you buy the roe, that for sure comes from a doctor. He only meant to say if you buy the kirvei dogim, the insides of the fish. Omar observed, there it says no, life is time, we do not take out these words of uvrin. And Tavayu, okay, the answer is like this, Tavayu matila beitaminu, both a doctor and a doctomei, they both lay eggs. So even a doctomei also has this roe. Ella, what's the difference? Why does the price say there it's mashritz? Ella zem mashritz mibachutz, the zem mashritz mibefnim. In other words, the dog, Rashi learns mashritz, Rashi zem mashritz vachutz, dog tor liyacha shehut lebeitzosoi mashritzes, v'yemedes mileho, b'choyl. A dog tor lays out the egg, and then the egg hatches by itself. Avodak tomei mashrus mivifnim the meyo aim liyakash nigmorim beitz of the meyo. A dak tomei the pshat is it also has eggs, just the eggs hatch inside the stomach, and when the mother lets out, it is the complete fish. So it's no spirit to the brisa. A dak tomei is mashrus dogim true, but how does a dog grow inside its own stomach through eggs? So therefore, you can have roe even by a dak tomei also. So therefore, Rav said you have to be careful. When you buy this row, make sure it's from a mumcha, someone that knows clearly the halachis, to make sure it comes from a dog to her.
Yeah.
Now the Gemara says, normally mumcha, what do I have to have a mumcha for? What's the big spiel here? Live like this simonim. Take a look at the eggs itself. This row is eggs. Take a look at them. The simonim for the eggs itself. To tell you, like this. Ki simoni beitzim, ka simoni dogim. The same simonim you have for eggs, to know if an egg came from an oif, tor or not,
the same simonim are by fish. So Ava Mina was, it means the outside of the fish. Skomorias, Simoni Dogim Sakadaitach, can you tell me the same simon of an egg is for a fish? Simoni Dogim, we know it's not of the Kashkeshes, is the fins and the scales. So, Ksimbu, and that the Torah says clearly, that we know eggs do not have fins and not have scales. So how can you tell me the same simon of eggs is a simon of a fish? Ella meant to say like this, Ki Simoni Beitzim, Kav Simoni Uvre Dogim, means the same simon we'll soon see that we have for a regular egg, is the same simon for the eggs of the fish, for the roe. The Yeluhem Simoni Beitzim, these are the simon to know that an egg is kosher, that it came from a kosher dika oif. It's not like this, Kol Shekarderis Viagelis. If one side is like pointy, and one side is round, that's a proof that it's an egg at all. Roshi Echot Kad, one side is more pointy. Roshi Echot Kad, or Kad means flat, like one. Roshi Echot Kad, and one is like sharp, that's a simitor, cow eggs. One side is more round, and one side is more sharp. What about Beis Roshi Echadim, if both sides are sharp, it's like pointed. Or else, the Beis Roshi Echadim, both sides are rounded, then Tameya, that's the simon, the egg comes from an oif tame. The same thing. Eggs. These are simonim of regular eggs. So it's saying these simonim also apply to the eggs of a fish. But the simonim are given to regular eggs, to chicken eggs. Now, chelmon mibachutz. Let's say the yellow is on the outside. The chelmon mibachutz. The yellow is on the outside. The chelmon mibachutz. And the white is on the inside. Tameya. That's the simon of a beitzah that came from an egg, oif tummy. Chelmon mibachutz, like our eggs, where the white is on the outside, the chelmon mibachutz, and the yellow is on the inside, tor. That's the proof it came from an oif tor. What's about chelmon mibachutz zebazeh? Let's say they're mixed together, the white and the yellow, then zuhi beitzah sasheretz, and it's tummy. That's the beitzah custom sasheretz, and it's tummy. But the point of the question is, it says here that you could look at the roe of the fish, look at the eggs of the fish, and you could tell whether it's from a dog tor or not. If that one side is round and one side is pointed, like a regular egg, that's a simon that came from a dog tor. So what's the big spiel Rav says? You can only buy this roe off a mumcha. Any person should be able to look at the roe and see if it's tor or not.
That's
a strange... Some of Rav says true, but kisheni muchon. I'll tell you, Rav is talking about where it was melted down. It's not in the raw form, it's melted a little bit. So then you cannot tell this row by simonim, therefore you have to buy from a mumcha. Now, Ulareb Dustoy Dimin Biri Diyomar, Sami Mikan Uvrin, he that took out the word Uvrin knows he told that a dark family has no Uvrin. I, Vatani, will learn, Kisimoni Beitzim Kash.